Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
So they're calling this the greatest selfie ever. Now, this is old, so you may have already seen this.
Okay.
Almost 10 years old.
Oh.
But I had not seen it until the other day, and I had to bring it to the program.
Is this the Oscar one?
No.
That was the first one that came to mind for me as well.
Ellen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
Jennifer Lawrence and all them.
Yeah, it had a bunch. Brad Pitt, Bradley Cooper was in it.
Yeah. And
yeah, that is a cool
The most famous selfie, probably.
This is bananas, but they were on an Egyptian Air flight, Egypt Air is what they call it, the airline, and they were flying to Cairo, and from Alexandria to Cairo, there were 55 passengers, 26 foreigners, and so they're within Egypt, you know.
Okay.
Domestic flight there. And this guy, who is a London finance bro, by the name of Ben Innes, took a selfie of himself with the hijacker of the plane.
Yeah, I'm looking at this right here. How have I not heard of this
before? I haven't heard of this either until this week. But apparently, so this guy, it's just a fascinating photo. First of all, Ben Innes is smiling. But nervous smiling.
Yeah.
And then the hijacker looks very matter of fact,
yeah,
fairly put together, glasses, nice combed hair.
If I showed you this photo, you wouldn't think you wouldn't think anything of it.
Well, the thing you would think is that he has a suicide bomb strapped to his waist.
Well, yeah, but like I'm saying, at no point if I just showed you that, do you think anything nefarious is going down?
Except for the bomb.
I can't see the like
Oh, you're not seeing the whole picture then.
Yeah.
You can see the bomb.
He's got something strapped to his torso.
It's strapped to his body. He's a suicide bomber.
Yeah, the one I saw was from like the chest up.
Yeah, no, dude. Yeah.
Say something?
One of the flight attendants took the photo, and they said that they diverted, once he got up and hijacked the plane,
yeah,
they diverted it, and they got to, they landed. And they let most of the passengers off, except that he kept seven on the plane as hostages. Okay. Ultimately, they ended up negotiating with him, and they arrested him.
And it turns out it was fake.
It was fake, yeah. The bit wasn't fake. His bomb was fake.
Yeah. How did he get that even on the plane?
I have no earthly idea.
Because it certainly looks the part. So even if it wasn't a real explosive, I'm guessing that as that goes through security, whether it's in your bag or not, someone would be like, hey, dude, that certainly looks like an explosive.
Maybe because it's not, if he brought the parts in and assembled it to look like one while he was sitting there. Like, because he didn't have anything that was actually explosive. I don't know.
But how on earth do you get the guy, like, the balls you must have to get that guy to take a photo with you? Like, You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Maybe he gets pissed. Like, he's like, no, although he's about to die.
Sure.
So, and you think he's about to die.
Yeah.
And you're all about to die. So it's like, what's the difference?
Yeah.
But
throw it to the wind.
But if you're saying, hey, let's get in this photo, you piss the guy off and then he detonates.
Did he have a, did the bro, who looks very bro-y, did he give a reason for?
He said, yes, I have his quotes here on the Fan. He says, I'm not sure why I did it. I just threw caution to the wind while trying to stay cheerful in the face of adversity. He said the photo, which was taken by a member of the cabin crew, was the best selfie ever.
Although, can we also say it's not really a selfie? Because a selfie is when you're holding the camera.
That's a valid point.
It's just a picture.
Fair.
Yeah.
That's why I called it the best photo ever uploaded to the internet, which is arguable.
Yeah.
But it's really, like, you could stare at this photo for a long time.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Can I say, too, that if I was on that plane, I would have been really pissed.
That it was fake?
No.
Oh,
at that guy for chumming it up with that dude?
I would have been really upset.
Like, this isn't funny, man.
Yeah, well, like, no. What's he...
So you decide to go up to some guy who's got a bomb. And I'm hoping at this point, right, get me to wherever you're going and maybe we get to negotiate and I get off the plane and we're fine. So you have decided now on a plane of a couple hundred people because you want to take a silly photo. You've decided to put all of our lives... You said, what if it pisses the guy off? What if it makes him nervous? What if he thinks that this is all part of a scheme to grab him? I would be livid.
Is it crazy to assume at this point in time they realized there wasn't an actual threat, that they knew it wasn't an actual bomb?
No.
Yeah, that dude's way too happy to be taking this photo then.
Dude, I would have been absolutely, I would have been pissed.
There's not a lot of upside to taking that photo.
Other than you doing bits? No offense, man. You don't get to do bits when my life is on the line. Yeah. Does it change
anything that the bomb wasn't real?
No, because you didn't know that. So to say that the guy's like, I'm trying to stay calm and stay positive in the face of adversity. Hey, fat ass. No one asked you to be the plane negotiator. Sit your ass down and let someone else. Like, you don't get to do that.
I'm stunned they even let anyone approach this guy.
Yeah. Well, it'd be the same thing. If I'm at a bank and someone pulls out a gun.
And hey, can you hold on real quick for a picture?
Yeah, and we're all on the ground, and someone stands up off the ground at someone who's clearly nervous and is doing something and walks over to him. But, dude, what are you? You're going to get us all killed. Like, what do you? And it's one thing if you're trying to negotiate. You just. So it doesn't say in here that he was trying to talk the guy down. He just decided he wanted to take a selfie. Dude, that frat boy. Oh, my God.
Ben Ennis.
Yeah. Dude, when we got off the plane, and if we all got off, dude, my first order of business would be to punch that dude in the face. And be like, where do you get off? What? Cool selfie, bro. The guy had the potential to blow us all up. That's...
Well, it is kind of a cool selfie.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, he's going down in internet.
Yeah.
Internet.
We're talking about
history.
Him.
Yeah.
Again, also that you can go viral. This is what my whole point. Like, there'll be like mass shootings, and in the middle of mass shootings, people are taking out their phones. It's just stunning to me. We are literally living in a world where the only thing anyone cares about is getting a photo of themselves. It's baffling to me. Like, what have we become? That are our heads so far up our ass? Is there any situation you can think of where someone wouldn't want to take a photo during it? It's unbelievable. You would think, hey, dude, this may be the end. We're all may die in a fiery ball. And one guy's like, well, you know what? I'm going to take a photo. And it's going to look really sweet on my Instagram. Like, that's your final, you know what? My followers and my family are going to see my sweet, dumb smile right before I got blown up and potentially blew everyone else up with me.
All right, we got to wrap this biatch up because it's Friday. We got to go party.
I got to get to a bar and watch the third period of this hockey game.
Yeah, this hockey game's bananas.
3-3. 10 minutes left in the second.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.